1071 CJCS, I'm Kate, and it is an absolute pleasure to have Mark Feuer on the phone, Artistic Director with Stratford Summer Music. Mark, how's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. The sun is shining. Can't complain. And we are already at week 3 of Stratford Summer Music. That is nuts.
I know. I don't know where the time went. We've been having a good time. It hasn't been a bad time. It's been a good one.
Absolutely. And so how did last week go, week 2?
So we ended on a big bang with our classical superstar show at the Avondale. Before that, we had our first rain out. It was only a partial rain out on the barge.
Mm-hmm.
With the weather being the way it is, remember that massive storm we had last week?
Mm-hmm.
We had one performance where about 30 minutes of a one-hour performance had to be canceled. But other than that, all the other 5 barge performances went ahead as scheduled. Our Revival House show on Friday night was packed. I mean, it's been a great season so far.
Absolutely. It's been a fabulous season. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. Only 30 minutes out of the whole week had to get canceled, right?
Right.
Looking on the bright side. But what is in store for us for week 3?
So we start on Thursday morning, as always, with a coffee chat at Revel Coffee. This time I'll be sitting down with 2 of the all-star members of our jazz faculty that are here from across the country. We have this incredible team that comes from Vancouver, Hamilton, Montreal, and St. John's, and they're here for a week right now teaching kids at the Avondale space. On Friday night, they'll have a concert at Revival, and it's kind of a warm-up to that. On Thursday morning, I'll chat with 2 of the members of the All-Stars just about what the scene is like these days, how it's been coming out of the COVID era and getting back into full swing of being on the road as a jazz musician.
Right, yeah.
And then Thursday night, this is one of the highlights of the season for me personally. Thursday night, we have John Novacek, one of the world's greatest living pianists, coming to play Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue at Avondale. And that, if you don't know of John Novacek, he is probably the world's leading exponent of that piece. He's played it probably more than anybody else on the planet.
Wow.
Last year, he played it for a crowd of 50,000 people in an outdoor concert in Madison, Wisconsin. He's not to be missed. That's at the Avondale on Thursday night. Then a full weekend of activities, including our Revival House Jazz All-Stars. That's already sold out, but if you walk up to the door, you might be able to stand up in the back of the space there. We've got our first public academy masterclass happening at 10 a.m. with the Jazz Masters on Saturday. We've got all kinds of great things happening on the barge. Rose Sonnen, with Stratford Symphony Orchestra's harpist, will be with us. Students from the Jazz Academy with us. Emily Jean Flack is with us, and the bookends are with us on Sunday. So it's another big week.
Oh, absolutely. It's just packed. Sounds phenomenal.
We're happy. We're almost there. We got one more week to go after this week, and then it's back into planning for season 26 in 2026.
Yeah, and you guys are planning all year.
We are. This was a change that we kind of enacted once we came out of the COVID time. We decided we'd put our footprint into the season as well. So mm-hmm. we have some things happening in the fall. We've got a concert happening October 22nd. We've got one happening at the Job Site Brewery. We've got something happening in December with the Ennis Sisters returning to Stratford. So yeah, we're now going full tilt all the way through the calendar.
Oh, very exciting. I mean, yeah, it doesn't have to end in summer.
It's still our big focus though, because it's about 47 events in 27 days in the summertime. So that's really our core.
Wow. Yeah, it's just crazy the amount of work you guys put in, and we appreciate it. It is so phenomenal having these worldwide talents in our own backyard in Stratford.
It's what we love to do.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, have a fabulous week 3, and we will chat again in week 4.
Thank you, Kate.